This is the continuation of an interview with Alfonso Nagal conducted on the 2nd of September 1979 in the Kalihi Valley by Steffi Smith and Mike Cullinane.
Dramatic year by year to the next year, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we. Okay. We
and those, I don't have the activities in the year, and then you
go through
again.
Go through it again, okay.
You like people, so you refer them.
Okay. Let's see. After the war. After the war is when you went to Guam, or not, Tata?
Yeah.
Right,
that's
okay. So why don't we
start with Guam?
Yeah, why don't you. Okay.
You want to. When you went to Guam, just why don't you just tell us what you did? Was that the first time you'd ever been to Guam?
That was my first time to Guam.
Your son?
Oh, awesome. Okay, see
you.
No, go ahead.
No, what was your job then?
Well,
how did you get it? That would be the other thing.
I was hired by the Department of the Navy, civilian employee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
as a carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long did you stay in Guam, Tata?
I stayed there almost 2 years.
2 years. And where did you stay in Guam?
I stayed in Camp Azan.
Camp Azan?
Yeah. Oh. And worked in Obe.
In what, Tata?
In Obe. In Obe.
In Obe?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is the airport of Guam, I think.
Oh.
In Obe.
Okay.
In the diviner shop.
Uh-huh. Okay, and in Guam, Tata, at this time, did you still have long hair?
All those days.
When did you cut your hair?
I cut my hair in 1948, I think. 40? Just after when I took my citizenship.
Uh-huh.
1948.
Okay. What made you decide to cut your hair?
Well, I decided to cut my hair because I am serving the community already.
Uh-huh.
As a photographer, sometimes they invite me to some parties like that.
Uh-huh.
And in material way, it is very, it's not usually that you are going any party with hat and cap. So I decided to cut my hair in front of that.
So this is in Guam. You were a carpenter for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
And then you came back from Guam in what year?
1951.
But you had cut your hair previous to that in 1948.
No, 1948. I have cut it when I went to Guam.
Yeah.
I cut it.
Cut it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
But you said, Tata, that you were a photographer.
Yes.
For the official photographer for the Federation.
Yes.
At the same time. While this was happening, you were also working in Pearl Harbor and Hickam.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were also doing work as a professional photographer for weddings and parties like that for other people in the community?
Oh, it's not exactly professional. Those who invited me, those who knows me and wanted my service, I will serve them.
Uh-huh.
But I did not advertise that I am going to serve the community.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
Only I serve the Federation and also to my friends who are very close to me.
Uh-oh. Mostly Filipinos, Tata.
Yes.
Filipinos, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stop all this time? Were you vegetarian?
No.
No. Since from the time you joined the Federation until about 1948, after the war, were you still vegetarian?
Yes.
After the war?
Yes.
What about when you cut your hair? Did you change your...
No. The same thing, I'm a vegetarian. When I went to Guam, I was a vegetarian when I leave. But because I'm higher by the Navy. They are going to serve us the food.
Mm-hmm.
That I cannot use what I want to use as my food. So I keep on eating what they eat, but I don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
they usually serve meat, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to get the meat, you see. Uh-huh. I take the cabbage, mix with the meat, but I don't eat the meat, you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because God knows, you see.
Oh, yeah.
You are, it is just like naipit kung sa Bisaya ba. You serve what you can and don't serve what you don't like, you see, like that.
Pero Tata, when you were in the Federation, did you only eat raw food? Or you also eat cooked food?
During our training days.
Uh-huh.
And even now, if I like to eat raw, I eat. Like last year. Last year, I used to eat raw for 10 months.
Uh-huh.
But because of I have a family, I gotta join them to eat, uh-huh. especially. There are some extra food that they didn't have like. I want to use this food, so.
Not to waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why. Anyway, I'm not eating meat. My family are eating meat, but I eat only fish and chicken. Oh. See.
Go ahead.
With exception of four-legged,
mm-hmm.
I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat only uncooked food, does it make you feel better?
Do you feel better?
Not only physically, but do you feel good spiritually when you only eat?
Well, it is better. I feel better if I eat raw because I move lightly and quicker,
mm-hmm.
and I have more power to work.
Mm.
You see.
You have more endurance.
Yeah.
Mm.
And in case I'm doing something, if I'm busy in my work, I don't care for eating. You see, that is the advantage.
Yeah.
Because in raw food, there is no pasmo sa gutom.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Yeah.
Nalipasan.
Yeah.
Pasmo.
Yeah. There is no pasmo in hunger.
Yeah.
See, because you raw is just like you are using to the wara. You see, because every raw food will be is equivalent to just like the water, see.
More natural.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that. There are many people
and
who believe that now too.
Eating raw, you have better spirit, you see. You can realize what you are doing, if you are doing good, if you are doing bad. You feel in your body, see. That's why you are taught to eat raw food and make long hair. To avoid mingling another parties only in our federation, see, so that we can control ourselves, you see, especially in the kitchen of the federation.
So by having long hair and only eating raw food, that would limit your contact with other people.
Sure,
yeah.
That is it. It
yeah.
will it will prevent you sometimes from too much social life
or too many vices.
Yes. Yes, that is it. That is why we are taught to be like that.
Uh-huh.
Is there some power about growing hair?
Oh, I think so. Did you not hear the story of Samson?
Uh-huh.
Samson the Great.
Yeah.
It is in the Bible.
Yeah.
You see. To my observation, when you like the animals, their hair are feathers, fair. Are big hole from them because they don't have clothing. If you have long hair, in case you are in the wilderness or in case something happens to that have clothes, you can put your hair around, it will make your body warm.
Mm-hmm.
It will keep away, the mosquito will keep away from you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is one advantage of long hair.
Mm.
And it is in the prophecy and in the Bible. In the beginning, all the people got long hair, beards.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are coming to the end, the first and the last, the first generation and the last generation. See, now we are in about to the end of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are now in the third, in the fourth master. See.
Who would be the fourth master?
The first,
yeah.
The fourth. Well, I don't know. Only the one that, only those who are still knows. Who is the fourth master?
Only those who
got seal, S-E-A-L.
Oh, a seal, yeah.
Seal. Knows the fourth master.
It's from the Revelation.
You can read that in the Bible.
Yeah, that's in the Bible.
Did you feel, Tata, when you had to go to the community, like to a photographer like that, and you cut your hair, you did not, did you have difficulty making that decision?
No, I didn't have. Mm-hmm. Because growing hair, nobody forced you to grow hair.
Mm-hmm.
It is your experiment in life.
Mm-hmm.
See? No, nobody forced you to grow hair in the Federation. But true to the dictation that comes to you, if you want to follow the dictation that comes to you,
mm-hmm.
you are going to try for the experimentation of your life.
Mm-hmm.
See? As I see that, it is not good only for you to receive the words without testing it if it is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you hear that is good or what that's bad, you are going to try whether that comes true. If he said it is good, try it to prove it that it is good. See, that is the principles of every members of the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Okay.
Did you, this is along the same line. What, did you also go without shoes? Was this one of the...
Yes. We did that.
Were there any other things like going barefoot, growing long hair, eating uncooked food? Were there any other rules that you followed that you could remember to tell us?
Well...
That you can tell us, I mean,
No more. But the most important rules that they give us is keep away from vices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Making trouble,
mm-hmm.
you see. That is it. Love your enemy, you see. Just like the commandment, the Ten Commandments of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
We always have love, supposed to be. We love our enemy. We are brothers and sisters, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Even don't despise, you see, that is our, you see. Don't say anything to anybody who is doing wrong, because you don't know if God will give you what he is doing and it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are more worse.
That's Gaba.
Yes, that is the one.
Okay, Tata, but when you were undergoing training, part of your training with this long hair, the raw food, or going barefoot, that was something that Papa Reyes or Bagong Yuta, was that, did it come from them?
Oh, those came from them.
Uh-huh.
Because first of all, in our training of food, at the same time when you start eat raw food, you must have your physical training too, exercise your body, you see, your physical culture.
Yeah.
That gets together with raw food.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is very hard to carry out raw food without physical practice. Physical practice,
mm-hmm.
especially your stomach. See.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good training in your stomach, you can prevent your hunger. And you can eat wind too, not only water, but you can put air in your stomach, just like the tube when you put air, it is very strong already. And you can carry 1 ton or 2 ton if that is the truck tire. It is just like our stomach. When you have the good physical training, you can swallow air. And then your stomach will be full.
Who was your instructor? Who was your personal teacher in the...
Mr. Reyes. That is the physical.
He came to teach you.
No, the old timers of the fitness, just like the manager.
Mm-hmm.
See, they distributed this kind of physical training.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've seen those.
Yeah, and I was the first. I was one lucky man of the 9 person when the first distribution of these physical features.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Yus personally gave me the last 9 during the convention 1931.
Right.
We are in a big crowd like this.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to grab all the pictures, you know how they were anxious and eager to have that.
Yeah.
But the last one, he did not give. There is somebody who owned it. he said. And he gave that to me personally with his hand.
Is this the one here?
Yeah, that's
that the one.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is one souvenir that I cannot forget, Mr. Yes. And Mr. Yes is not, I don't know, I'm not well known to Mr. Yes because I had just seen him during the convention time.
That was the first time you saw him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see him again after that?
No, I didn't. I didn't already because 1932 they went to in the Philippines in Lanao to organize the Mongkol, the first colony in Damsalan, Lanao. You see.
So after that, here in Honolulu, did you have a group that used to meet together and practice these physical cultures, or did you do it individually?
Oh, there is no more group. When we receive the doctrines of the Federation, we are taught, the advice is to eat raw if we can, with the physical culture, with the physical, you see. Mm-hmm. And they taught us how, and we will do that secretly in our room, night and morning.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to work, we wake up early, exercise our body. When we come home from work, we exercise our body, and then we drink a little bit milk, as I told you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the smallest bottle of the Carnation.
Yes.
And that is already enough, sufficient enough for our, as our ration the whole day in working. And the whole night too, you see.
How long does the in the morning, Tata, when you do the physical culture, how long does it take?
Well, until I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Until I'm satisfied.
So it can be as long as 30 minutes or
well,
as short as 10 minutes?
It depends how early we wake up.
Mm-hmm.
If we wake up late, it's just to exercise to make the blood run. But if we have plenty, if we wake up early, we can do more.
I wondered, Matt, you got a picture from Papa Reyes.
Yes.
What I wonder is, how do you know what to do just by looking at the picture? Was there anyone who explained it to you?
They
demonstrate.
Yeah. They demonstrate.
Did Papa Reyes demonstrate himself?
Oh, yes.
Ah,
during that 1931 convention?
They demonstrate other days. Besides the day when they distributed the first 9 pictures.
Who were demonstrating, Tata?
Mr. Reyes.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Yes. Those who did not see how Mr. Reyes demonstrated, those members who had little experience, taught again to the other members who did not see Mr. Reyes.
Okay.
You see.
Yeah.
You see, they pass what they know, you see, because only few guys had seen Mr. Reyes.
So who taught you, Tata, who demonstrated to you, even after you have seen, did you see Tata Reyes, Papa Reyes demonstrate?
Yeah.
You were there when he demonstrated. Did then, after he left or after the convention, who demonstrated to you?
Well, I did myself already, because only 12 position, and besides that I had the pictures already, because Mr. Reyes said, even you cannot take the exact position, as long as you are going to move your body similarly, there is no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there is no difference because this physical is only to make your blood run and, you know.
But it also can help you help your stomach.
Sure, as I told you.
The way you explained before, it to keep you from getting hungry.
Mm-hmm. Even now, if I'm not full, I can demonstrate. How the stomach
can move,
work, and how you put the air inside your stomach, and how to release the air from your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You see, those are the knowledge of the Federation, not the Moncada Foundation, because the Moncada Foundation is only society in the Federation. When the Moncada Foundation was formed, we have already the solid organization that is the Philippine America, Philippine World Federation, and the Philippine Expert of Army. There are only 3 persons in God, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Tata, when you went to Guam,
yes.
That was the first time you left Hawaii. And you never went to America, right?
No.
That time.
No.
Was it difficult for you to go and live there for 2 years, and at the same time, you adjusted to the food already, but what about the physical culture or exercise or things or fasting, things that you had to do? Was it difficult for you to do?
No, they are not difficult. I used to have my physical culture in Guam.
Uh-huh.
But fasting, it is very hard because I'm working every day.
Uh-huh.
But fasting, there is no difference because I can eat not working days, even working days.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like to go to the eat my lunch, I do that. That's one part of fasting,
mm-hmm.
Not only for 3 days. Any meal that you miss, mm-hmm. That is already fasting. And fasting means something, because according to the philosophy of the director, if you can endure not to eat for 1 day, in case of hardship, you can stand for 10 days with drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
So you can survive in 10 days.
So the hardest day is the first day.
Yeah. If you can take 3 days, you can survive in water in 90 days. How much more if you take longer and longer, 9 days, 15 days?
Mm-hmm.
We have a member here before who did 70 days.
70?
Yeah. 90
oh.
days. Mr. Bill Yunis, but he passed away already.
Bill Yunis?
Yeah. He did that about 3 times. You see?
3 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when did you... when did you do your physical culture, Tata? In the morning and then the afternoon? Where would you do something like that? I assume that you were together in a, like, dormitorio. Barracks.
No.
Did you have your own room, or you were?
I can do that any place, even in the closet.
Uh-huh. But you don't show others that you do.
In the first. Now we can show that to anybody.
Yeah.
But during the early days of the Federation, that is our secret.
Yeah.
That is our secret. Our neighbors are surprised why we are making movies in the room sometimes, because some are
jumping, or
not jumping,
running,
but
running.
Just making like this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Running,
even how careful we did, they still can notice that we are doing something.
Uh-huh.
You see.
So then in Guam, did you do it in front of others or others?
No, no, in my room,
in
my room.
Uh-huh.
You see,
uh-huh.
Because in one room. We are all bachelor,
mm-hmm.
Only 2 guys.
2 in a room?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Especially my friend is, I live with one Holly before,
uh-huh.
And then the next one is Nega, and they are good guys, servicemen.
Uh-huh. What activities did you have in Guam, Tata, aside from your work? What did you do after work? What kind of
weekend
or in the evening?
Well, in the evening, we just go, we just kill our time in the zoo because free.
Oh.
We're not.
Every
night, yeah. When I was there, I was used to go to zoo because no more recreation, no more nothing.
Uh-huh.
My friends call me, oh, we go. And then we come home, it's just right to sleep.
American movies?
Yeah, American movies, free.
Were they movies, Tata, like, that would be something that against the moral, you know, the immoral movies where it might be temptation for single men to see?
Well,
movie.
Movies, you know really what is movies,
uh-huh.
You see. But according to those, it is up to your self-control.
Mm-hmm.
We have the self-control. Mm-hmm. Whatever you see, it's up to you to receive it, because the philosophy of our leader is this: when you see something that is not good, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear something that is not good, put in the other ear and pass to the other ear. You see? but they will not, you see, it is, we have a self-control. It is not nice too if you only mingle with your fellow members. You don't know what and what if you are not going outside sometimes to observe the movement of the world. You gotta learn, you see, the movement so that you can balance yourself. You can compare your federation unto the other, unto the race.
These movies, Tata, were all American movies.
Yeah, American.
Do you remember any of them?
Well, I don't know.
No.
I forgot. Anyway, I'm not. Even now, I'm not going to the movies.
Okay.
Only in overseas.
Yeah.
How about on the weekend? What other things did you have to do?
Oh, in Guam.
Yeah.
Oh, my friends invite me to go and visit their Guamanian friends.
Uh-huh.
Like in Guam, plenty of Filipinos have cameras. When they know that I'm a photographer, they invite me. I will take their pictures and taught them how to develop.
Oh, yeah.
And that is from the time they know me, that I know those. They are very friendly and good to me, you see.
And these are Guamanians or Filipinos?
Some Filipinos there who married Guamanian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Guamanian are good people because they are part of the Filipinos before.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, most of those are Filipinos. Those Filipinos who did not surrender.
Yeah,
to the,
the
Spanish,
yeah.
And they were thrown away in Guam.